Wake up weekday mornings from 5 to 9. L.I. in the A.M. with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 103.9 L.I. News Radio.
And we're back at 8:11. It's now time for our Spotlight segment on Long Island. Well, a big day in Nassau County and with the DA herself all regarding the 41-person indictment as reputed MS-13 gang members, and it's all part of this ongoing situation we have here on the island, and I'm very nice enough to join us. Kind of a last-minute request is Madeline Singer. She is the fine DA of Nassau. Madeline, always a pleasure, my dear.
Thanks, Jay. How are you? Good morning.
I am doing well. Big day yesterday, in essence. We're talking about dozens of the street gang members for MS-13 facing some conspiracy, other felony charges. Major arrests yesterday. Quite a day.
Yeah, major arrests. 41 gang members, 85-count indictment. Significant hit to MS-13 in Nassau County.
No question. I was reading one of the papers this morning that I guess the recent spate of murders attributed to the gang here on the island, apparently no accident, rather result of this somewhat directive, a kind of a sick directive from some of the higher-ups in El Salvador for the bloodshed that we're seeing here, especially in the Long Island area. And, they've implemented, I think it's called like the New York program, is it, Madeline, or something like that?
Exactly. It's the New York program. We have intelligence from our federal partners saying that, the call is for more bloodshed in New York. And we see their graffiti in some of the jails. So we know it's real. Our neighborhoods know it's real. They're terrorized by these MS-13 gang members. And we're stepping up our enforcement to make sure that, we get them where it hurts. And they're going to face serious charges. We're going to constantly investigate, arrest, prosecute, so we can make sure that our kids can go to school safely and not be worried about being targeted and trying to be recruited into MS-13.
And it's an ongoing problem. I was reading some comments from Guardian Angels in Curtis Salewa. He said maybe it should be treated like organized crime, offering some different incentives. We all know that, probably informants already in place, maybe green cards for special information, that type of thing.
We're every tool that we
anything
have
goes, right?
In our toolbox, we're willing to do. And, even the charges themselves, using the conspiracy charges to gather up all of these seemingly unrelated acts of violence. But when you know the creed of the gang and you know that their objective is to advance the violence of the gang, and the gang members, agree that they'll commit acts of violence, they'll put in the work, as they say, and ultimately they'll even kill someone. They'll agree to do that before they enter the gang. And when you put it all into a conspiracy indictment, it paints a real picture of how the organization works.
Seems to be the edict for sure. Also reading early in the week regarding the Nassau jail, in which a couple of hundred gang members had to be dispersed throughout the facility, all because of the growing violence. And we've seen the violence on the outside. You got it on the inside now in the cells.
Yeah, then they're in close quarters and the tensions run high, and these gangs are very much turf oriented, and you're either, with their gang or against their gang, and they take sides and they're violent. And what we know about MS-13, at least in Nassau County, is their creed is violence. They're not a profit-motivated gang like other gangs where they're moving drugs or moving weapons. MS-13 exists for violence, for intimidation, to secure their gang and their gang lifestyle. They're particularly ruthless.
Madeline, do we have any direct information at this point in time? Talking about the two girls that were murdered last fall in Nice Mickens and Kayla Cuevas, do we actually have individuals that one can pinpoint that you know of that are solely responsible for those deaths?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to speak on the details of that investigation, and that's Tim Stinney's doing a fantastic job out there in Suffolk County, and he's doing everything he can to make sure that all those murders go answered,
Yeah. No question. And, of course, we have a big week, speaking of Suffolk County, in that we will have congressional hearings here. Panels have been set up Tim Sweeney being one of the members there. So Congressman Peter King had stated this many a time, told us on our show as well, that, you know, they're coming to Central Islip. Takes place on Tuesday. What do you expect to get out of that?
You know, again, I mean, any information that we can get helps us ultimately. And information is power, and the more we have, and that's what we do. We try to develop our information on the streets. You know, in Nassau, PD does a very good job, our gang unit, of infiltrating, you know, gang, not the gangs themselves, but getting people who are deep into the gangs to give us information. And that's the only way that we can beat it. If we know how they operate, then we know how they how we can dismantle them.
Talking with Madeline Singer, she is the district attorney out of Nassau County. Madeline, before we let you go, two things. One, you know, shocking, what was it, about 2 weeks ago, basically, regarding the numbers of overdoses. So all in a like a 36-hour period. And your county, run of the ball, you had a couple of arrests there related to about 23 of the overdoses or so. It's all, you know, related to the fentanyl, and we've seen this stuff, the laced supplement there with heroin. Troubling thing, but good news coming out of that.
Look, we talked about it. You and I have talked about it a lot. I mean, this is an epidemic. The New York Times recently reported that overdose death is the number one killer for people under 50 years old in America. I mean, that's a staggering statistic. So, again, you know, we're doing everything we can, and that includes enforcement, dismantling these drug organizations. That includes treatment. You know, we put in from my office forfeiture funds so that we can make sure that people can get the help that they need. And, you know, until we make treatment as readily available as heroin is, we're not going to make a dent in this. And prevention, you know, we're out in the schools. We're talking to kids, because if we could prevent even one kid from turning to drugs, then, you know, we've done our job.
No question about it. We all know how dangerous it is, especially with the fentanyl. One more thing before we let you go. And, you know, we've had a big dumping scandal here for, you know, a couple of years now in Suffolk County, really involving the parks, a couple of different areas shutting down some facilities. Been a tough thing. I was reading not too long ago in your neck of the woods where a guy actually dumped about 80,000 pounds of construction debris. Still amazes me how they think they can get away with it. Right on the side of a road, I believe that happening in Uniondale, huh?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. People think that, you know, our lands are free for them to use as garbage dumps. And we're sending a message that that can't be. And we're stepping up our enforcement. You know, I recently hired a prosecutor that's tasked with environmental crimes because, you know, we have to protect our land. We have to make sure that our parks, our highways, everything is clean and free of debris and free of chemicals so that our residents can enjoy them in a safe place. And there's real hazards when people dump, and we're going to hold them accountable.
There you go. Madeline Singus doing the job. She is Nassau County's fine district attorney. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you're busy as always, but certainly a few minutes right here on LI News Radio with some really great information.
Thanks, Jay. Always a pleasure.